I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Janessa Calderon's young career so far has led her to exactly the perfect place. The 26-year-old native of Muscatine is the new executive director and the youngest Latina in the job of the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. After more than 2 years working for the nonprofit, the board promoted Calderon to the position, its only paid staff person, effective December 1st. She succeeds Zenaida Laderas, the first Latina executive director of the chamber, who resigned last spring to become executive director of the Blackhawk College Quad Cities Foundation. Founded in 2008, the Hispanic Chamber has a mission to support, promote, and enhance the growth and success of local businesses, and to leverage the community's assets, contributions, and unique Hispanic cultural identity to generate new business. The Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber supports and promotes the success of its members through networking, advocacy, and leadership. The group not only includes businesses, but area nonprofit organizations, educational institutions, and people of any background in the greater Quad Cities region. Calderon has served several leadership roles for the Hispanic Chamber since 2018, first as programs and events manager and growing into the membership engagement coordinator in 2019. As executive director, one of her priorities is to be the hub of resources for any level of the Chamber's business members.
The Hispanic Chamber is important because we act as a connector to the Latino community that we have access to. And so I would say it's important for corporate members to be involved so we can help them build some of these long-lasting relationships with the community. I'd say it's important for small businesses to get involved so we can help with any bilingual translation or anything like that that they might need, and then also kind of just act like a hub of resources. My main thing is I pride myself in being the hub of resources and building those relationships with each individual and kind of making sure that our chamber members are feeling supported. So that's something that I've really appreciated and have grown into with the role.
A Moline High School alum, Calderon graduated from St. Ambrose University with a bachelor's in strategic communications, then earned a master's of organizational leadership degree from the College of Business in 2019. After getting her undergraduate degree, she worked from 2017 to 2018 for St. Ambrose as a Hispanic outreach admissions counselor to increase Hispanic enrollment. That's where she met the Hispanic Chamber, which was, in her words, very welcoming. Calderon says when she started in 2018, the staff grew, but things have contracted this year during COVID.
With the pandemic, a lot of businesses are trying to restructure and things of that nature. But I would say the board has done a great job in all of the committees in supporting anything that I have going on or any needs that I have. So in a way, I would kind of consider the board as more than just a board in the terms of what they do to help out.
The annual gala was originally pushed back from April to September, but then was postponed again due to COVID and likely won't be held until next September. Calderon enjoys working with local Hispanic businesses and groups.
I'd say it's been a really great bonding experience to kind of talk to them more. And I do call them, and I am able to connect with them and ask, what challenges are you facing today? What kind of resources do you feel like you need from me? Do you have any questions with anything? And so I was already close to them before COVID, and that's something I really value with the job, is being able to talk to a small business owner and know what's going on with their family life or how they came into the business and how some of the challenges are going and what I can do to help them. So I think that's something I've appreciated in this role, and I really like to continue that work. So with COVID, everyone was worried, and it was just a scary situation just for, you know, the entire world going through a pandemic. And so being there with them and experiencing that with them has allowed me to kind of take more of a leadership role and help them with some of the needs that they might have.
The Chamber website has a COVID-19 resources page with documents in Spanish and English that's updated as needed, including resources specific to Iowa and Illinois and mental health. Online, the Chamber has hosted virtual events to educate business owners on a variety of topics, like grant funding, and many of the videos are available on the site. Now there are a little under 300 members of the Chamber, which has stayed pretty stable over the years.
And I think that speaks volumes of our membership retention and how our members are feeling valued and cared for through their membership. And the goal is always to kind of increase community outreach to work better and as a Quad Cities and work in unison. So I would say there's no specific goal or number to try and reach, but the more people that I can help contact with resources or, for example, like corporate membership as well, anything that I can do to kind of help our small business, our nonprofits, our medium-sized businesses is really what my goal is.
And for more information on the chamber, visit gqchcc.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.